I'm warning you though, might sound kind of crappy considering that I'm a virgin.
Dylan didn't speak. He simply took me in his arms and started to kiss me again. I moaned his pleasure as he ran his hands underneath my shirt and unhooked my bra. I broke away from the kiss to take the shirt off, and he seized the opportunity to remove the bra altogether. Then I pressed my lips to his as I unbuttoned his shirt and he wriggled out of it. As my tongue entered his mouth again, he started to undo my denim shorts, and I effortlessly got him out of his baggy black jeans. Somewhere in the whirlwind of kissing and disrobing, we'd managed to find our way into the back of the car, though our clothes were still up front. All we had on was our underwear, which was quickly removed. But before anything else could happen, Dylan pulled away again. "You're absolutely sure?" he asked. "I'm lying naked with you in the back of your car. Of course I'm sure." I smiled sensuously, then let out a groan of ecstasy as he began to trail kisses down the center of my chest, and then in a spiral on my stomach until he reached my navel. From there, his tongue began to trace the path his lips had taken until he reached my breast. He smirked at me before taking a right tip on his mouth and licking the very center of his tongue a few times, rendering it hard. His hand drifted to a part of me that had lain untouched my entire life. I felt his index finger drawing tiny circles as I began kissing his neck, my hands digging into his scalp, and I let out a faint squeak of delight. Sensing that he'd found something I liked, he chuckled softly and pressed slightly harder. Waves of euphoria surged through my body, and I cried out from the sheer perfection of it. He brought his lips to mine, and I swear I saw fireworks in front of me, even though my eyes were closed. "Dylan, do it now, make me yours," I sighed. Another surge of pleasure ripped its way through me as I felt him, hard and pure, enter me where others had only dreamed of, and then there was only ecstasy as he thrusted rhythmically inside me. I wrapped my legs around his waist, bringing him even closer as I dug my nails into his back, screaming his name in a sensual joy and drowning out his own euphoric grunts as he kissed my neck and collarbone. Then his lips crushed mine in a frenzy for a minute before he collapsed against my chest, ending the first in what would hopefully be many more beautiful, passionate encounters. I was sorry I made him wait.